Daf is Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin. We left off on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Today we discuss the sugya of Breira. We get into the sugya begins really with the Mishnah about a person making a Tanai to have an Erev in one direction or the other direction, whichever direction his the Chacham is coming to, or according to the Breisa, whichever direction the Chacham is not coming to, and whichever direction the Guy is coming to or not coming to, and if he sets up two Eruvin and he wants to decide the next day. So this is going to bring us into the sugya of Breira. So first we're going to clarify which Tanaim accept the concept of Breira, and we're specifically going to focus on Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara is then going to discuss whether any Tana would avoid applying Breira on Dinim Darabanan, meaning Dinim Darabanan were much more likely to rely on Breira than we are for Dinim Daraisa. Is there anyone that does not accept Breira even for Dinim Darabanan? And then the Daf is going to conclude with the discussion of Rabbi Shimon's attitude toward Breira, and is going to offer four ways to reconcile what seems like a stira in Rabbi Shimon's Shita Legabe Breira. Just one or two quick points from yesterday. We mentioned that there's a stira. The Gemara had mentioned there's a stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa in terms of, does a person prefer to set up the Erev in the direction that the Chacham is coming in, or the direction, the opposite direction? He wants to avoid the Chacham and run in the other direction. And the same with the Guy. Does he want to set up the Erev in the direction that the Guy is coming in, or does he want to avoid the Guy and go in the other direction? So when it comes to the Guy, the Gemara had said it's not a stira. Two different types of Goyim. One is a Goy that you need to speak to, you want to be mefayes, to be tzoik, you have requests, it's an important government official. The way some understand is that it's not just an important government official, but that it's got to be a melech bedavka, because a melech, Rashi says that you have to be mefayes lefanav, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says you have to say that it has to dafka be a melech, because ein ma'arvin el dvar mitzvah, that we're only making error for a dvar mitzvah, and a melech, there's a mitzvah to see a melech. That's why we make an Eruv for the Melech. It's interesting, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Tes Vav, Paskins that we're only making Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah, and he gives examples. You need to go to a Beis Avel, to a Beis Nisuin, Lahakvil Pnei Rabo, Chaveru Min HaDerech, similar to such things. But the Achronim point out, he doesn't give the example of going to greet a Melech. I mean, the Mitzvah of Re'iyas HaMelech doesn't appear in Shulchan Aruch. So the suggestion is made that it never says in Bavli, in Talmud Bavli, that there's a mitzvah liros gedolei hamalchus. That it never says in Talmud Bavli that there's a mitzvah to see the Melech. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos just says that yishtadel adam likros melachim. A person should try to see a Melech, a non-Jewish Melech, but not that there's a mitzvah. It says in Yerushalmi that there's a mitzvah. The Yerushalmi in Maseches Brachos calls it a mitzvah. So maybe that's why it's not listed as in the Shulchan Aruch amongst the list of things that would be for a mitzvah. But anyway, that's how we dealt with that stira. What about the other stira, the stira in the Chacham, that in the Mishnah sounds like you want to go in the direction where the Chacham is coming to, and the Braisa says you want to go away from the Chacham? So the Gemara had said two different types of Chachamim. One is talking about Mosif Pirki, and one is Mikri Shema. So Rashi said, what's Mosif Pirki? A guy who's coming to Darshan. So you want to go hear the Drasha. The other one is Makri Shema, the person who's the Malame Tinokos. So you want to avoid the Malame Tinokos. But Rashi doesn't explain why you want to avoid the Malame Tinokos. Who's running away from the Malame Tinokos? Why is that? We have an expression by Matan Torah that Katino Karatz Mi Beis HaSefer. But that's for the children. The children aren't setting up the Erev. The adults are setting up the Erev. Why is the adult interested in running away from the Malame Tinokos? I made a joke at the end of yesterday's stuff, but then I found in the back of the Masifta, a quote from the Aruch, that the Malame Tinokos comes to collect tuition. Since he's coming to collect tuition, so the adults are running away. They want to go in the opposite direction. So that was, they're being Tovei their Mamon. So the Torah's Chaim says, you have to say that we're assuming that we're allowed to be Ma'ariv even for a Dvar Rishus, because it's certainly not a mitzvah to run away from your tuition payments, meaning that's only a Dvar Rishus that you're making the Erev for. So it's only a mitzvah to run away from the non-Jewish tax collector, which again was a great Daf Yomi coincidence as we come on tax day, but to run away from the non-Jewish tax collector, that's that's a mitzvah because you're being matzil mamon miyadam. There's not a statement about current day taxes in America. That's not a din in taxes. What we do is a din in shutfus. When we pay our taxes, we're paying for our garbage pickup, we're paying for the roads to be paved, we're paying for a lot of very important things that we get benefit from. So that's pashut that we're chayiv, even forgetting din in the malchus adina. We have a shutfus that we have to participate in the shutfus. That has nothing to do with the kinds of taxes that we're talking about in the Gemara, where the melech just decides that he needs a few extra dollars, so he's going to tax the Jewish community over somebody else. So that's a different issue. Rabbi Yaakov Emden just says, if you say like the Aruch, that the Melami Tinokos is coming to collect tuition money, so why would you run away from him on Shabbos? On Shabbos he can't collect the money. Wait till the next day and then get out of there on Sunday morning. So he says that no, we're choshesh that maybe he's b'makom karov and he's going to come on Matzai Shabbos and then he's going to catch you before you're able to travel. You're not allowed to be holich b'derech at night because of the mazikim that are out there. That's the first daf in Maseches Pesachim. So you need to get out on Shabbos so that he doesn't catch up with you. Okay, so that's the Melamde Tinokos situation. So let's begin the sugya of Breira. We left off at the two dots, Rabbi Yudah Amirim Haya Echon Mehen. So Rabbi Yudah said in our Mishnah that if one of the people, one of the Chachamim was your Rebbe, so that's where you have the Eruv set up. Meaning you have an Eruv set up on the east side of the city and the west side of the city, and you said whichever direction the Chacham comes in, I want that to be my Eruv. And then a Chacham come in both directions. Someone comes toward the east, someone comes toward the west. Which one is your Eruv? So you could choose whichever one, but Rabbi Yudah said if one of them is your Rebbe, then the side that your Rebbe is on, that's the real Eruv. If one of them is your Rebbe. So says the Gemara of Rabbanan, what did the Rabbanan respond to that? No, Zimnan Denichle Bechavre Tfeime Rabbe. Sometimes a person would prefer someone else. Sometimes, no matter how loyal a person is to his Rebbe, sometimes he likes to hear a shir from somebody else. Sometimes he'll like to go to a different location, even though his Rebbe may be coming in one location. So it's not necessarily so that he wants his Erev Dafka to be in the direction of his Rebbe. Now Rashi had said that when we say that if one of them is Rebbe, then it's Holy Chetzel Rabbo, Rabbi Yudah Shita, that it's clear to him at the time that he's Kona the Eruv, that clearly he's having das to be Kona Bitsad that the Rebbe was coming. He just doesn't know which Tzad the Rebbe's going to be coming on. That's why he sets up the Eruv on different sides. But when he finds out which Tzad the Rebbe came from, that his own Rebbe came from, so that's certainly the side that we assume he wants to set up the Eruv on. That's how Rashi understood. The Rashash just asked the Kasha, when he already made the Tanai, he knew that his Rebbe was coming on one of the Tzadim, he just didn't know which side, and nevertheless he made it Tanai and he said L'makom she'ertze eilech. So why is that? So apparently he was saying explicitly that it doesn't matter so much to him which side his Rebbe comes from, because if that would have been his kavana, then he should have said at the time, if he knew his Rebbe was coming at that time when he was setting up the two Erevin, he should have said, b'makom, that my Rebbe's going to come. I'm setting up the Erev. What's the makom she'ertze eilech? Whichever way I want to go, I'll set up the Erev. Why would he go to the side of his Rebbe? It sounds like he's bedafka saying that I may choose not to go in the direction of the Rebbe. Why? So the Rashash is bothered. Why didn't Rashi just say that we're talking about a situation where he didn't know that his Rebbe was one of the people coming? He heard that there were Chacham coming in either direction, or one of the directions. He didn't know that his Rebbe was coming. And that's what Rabbi Yudah says, that in Bo Rabo Litzad Echad, if his Rebbe comes on one side, so certainly had he known that, he would have been Mechavein for that side, and that would have been the side that he's coming to the Erev. So when the Rashash asked that Kasha, why doesn't Rashi say that way? It's sort of his suggestion that we should say that way, that would be a viable Pshat in the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says Vaiter now. Amar Rav, lesel masnisin miditani ayo. Our Mishnah's account of what Rabbi Yudah holds is incorrect based on what Ayo said. That in our Mishnah, Rav said, we don't pass like our Mishnah that if a Chacham arrives in both directions, you could choose which Eruv you want to be effective, because our Mishnah relies on Breira. What's Breira? Breira is the concept that you're going to clarify something later to have a retroactive Chalos. At the time that I'm setting up the Eruv, I have no idea which one is the real Eruv. But later on, I'm going to clarify which one is the the real Erev, and retroactively, that Erev is going to be Chal on the Bein HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos. So the fact that in our mission we say for Chacham arrives in both directions, you could choose which Erev you want to be the effective one, that relies on Breira. We are retroactively clarifying which Erev is the valid Erev. So the Gemara is saying, we don't paskin like that, rather we paskin like Ayo. Ayo, we're going to see, taught in a Breisa, that you can make the condition that the Erev will be Chal, whichever direction the Chacham comes, provided that the Chacham got there before Shabbos. Meaning that it's already been determined, it's already been decided before Shabbos. You may not have been aware of it before Shabbos, but it's already, the Metzius is already on the ground. We already know the facts are already there before Shabbos to determine which direction you're going on. But you're not allowed to make the condition that the Erev will be Chal in whichever direction you decide to make the Erev in, because that is Breira. Mi detani ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein adam masna al shnei dvarim ke'echad. A person cannot make a double tanai. Elam bachacham lemizrach eruva lemizrach, vim bachacham lemarav eruva lemarav. If a chacham comes to the east, so his erev will be to the east. If the chacham comes to the west, the erev will be to the west. But if you have if chacham comes in both directions, and you're going to decide on Shabbos which chacham you want to go to, and say lemafreya, that's the erev that should be chal. No, that's not going to work. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, aren't both of those cases Breira? Well, we have two cases that we're talking about over here. One where you set up an Erev on the east, set up an Erev on the west, because you're not sure which direction the one Chacham is coming to town in. He might be coming on the east, he might be coming on the west. So you say, yeah, that's for sure okay. When you find out the next day that the Chacham came on the west, so that's your Erev. You find out the next day that he didn't come in the west, came in the east, so that's your Erev. That's for sure okay. Where's there a problem? If two Chacham come, one in the east, one in the west, and you're only later deciding which way to go. Isn't it all Breira? The first case, when only one Chacham comes, it's Breira. When two Chacham come, it's Breira. Why would you assume that in the first case it's okay? When it's only one Chacham coming, that's okay. When it's two Chacham coming, it's not okay. Maisha lekan lekan delo. Why is it that when it's coming in both directions, it's no good? De'ein Breira. Lemizrach lemarav nami ain't Breira. Well, then when the Chacham only comes in one direction, we should also say ain Breira. Rabbi Yochanan makes a major rukimta. Ukvar ba chacham. No, the point is, when the chacham is only coming in one direction, the chacham has already arrived before Shabbos. So since the chacham has already arrived before Shabbos, everything is already decided. There's nothing that you're determining after Shabbos. You're finding out about it after Shabbos, but it was already determined that Bein HaShemashos, which Erev of yours is going to be the real Erev. When chachamim come in both directions, even if they come before Shabbos, you're only deciding which direction to take up your Erev after Shabbos already begins. That relies on Breira. So what we see from here is that Ayo says b'shem Rabbi Yehuda that we may not rely on Breira. Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah very clearly did rely on Breira. Rabbi Yehuda accepted what the Tanakhama said, that whichever derech you want to go in, or even Rabbi Yehuda said explicitly that im hayushnei and rabosav lemakom sheyirt seyelech, decide whichever way you want to go. You'll decide on Shabbos, and that will be the direction that your Erev is chal in. So it's a stira between the way Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in the Mishnah and the way Ayo quotes Rabbi Yehuda. So our Gemara says, less of the masnisin miditani Ayo. We could reject the Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda in favor of Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda. So frak the Gemara, well, isn't a Mishnah more authoritative than Ayo? Adraba, less of the Ayo mi masnisin. Shouldn't we say that Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda is incorrect based on our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda? No, we think Ayo's version is more correct because we do find elsewhere that Rabbi Yehuda does not accept the concept of Breira. Ditznan, we have the following Mishnah. Halokeach yayin mi ben akutin. If a person buys wine from Kutin, and therefore the wine does not have Trumas Maiso separated from it yet, as Rashi points out over here, you have to say Kodim Shagazru al Yenam. This is before they ever made a Gezerah on the Yayin of Kutim, and Stam Kutim still, though, are not Mafresh Truma, so you have to worry about the Trumas Maisos. So what do you do? Omer Shnei Lugin Shani Asa the Hafresh Harein Truma. Let's say for whatever reason, we'll discuss the reasons in a moment, you can't actually physically be mafrish chumas amaisos. So you need to make some of this wine mutter to drink because you need it right now, but you can't physically remove the chumas amaisos. So here's what you do. You say the two lugin that eventually, one day, I'm going to designate are going harehein truma. Those two lug of wine are going to be truma. Let's assume you bought 100 lugin, so the average amount of that a person would give for truma is 1/50. Halacha is Meiser has a set shear. Meiser, you have to give 10%. That's why it's called Meiser. Truma has no set shear. The halach is on a darais level. Chita achas poteres is kolakri. You have a giant silo. You take one stalk of grain, and that could be truma for the entire silo. But the Mishnah gives basic guidelines that an ayin ra'ah, someone who's a particularly stingy person, will usually give 1/60 for truma. Ayin tova, someone who's particularly generous, will usually give 1/40. And ayin beninus, an average person would give 1/50 for truma. So let's assume you're dealing with 100 lug of yayin. So you're an average guy. You're going to give 2 lug for truma. So you say, whichever 2 lug I later designate as truma, that should be truma right now. Asara, maisa rishon. The 10 that I'm going to separate to be maisa rishon, 10%, that should be maisa rishon right now. Tisha, maisa sheni. Now you should realize that the numbers are lav dafka. The numbers are not 100% precise. We just would prefer not to deal in fractions. Meaning, once you take 2 lug, you're left with only 98 lug. So the maaser rishon is then going to be 9.8. It's not going to be 10. But we're not going to get involved in the fractions. And then once you take the 10 of maaser rishon, so the 1/10 of what's left is not exactly 9 for maaser sheni. It's going to be a little less than that. But we're just not getting involved with that because that's not the point over here to figure out the exact numbers of what's 10%. You'll figure out what's 10% when you need to give chumas, when you need to give maestros. So asara maestro rishon, tisha maestro sheni, umeichel v'shosu miyad div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, and then that's good. You can rely on that, and you're allowed to drink whatever wine you have over there. So you can gulp it down. It's no problem. You could drink it right away. Good. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. But Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon all say, no, it's no good. Why? So we're assuming because they don't rely on Breira. What are you doing over here? You're saying the wine that I'm going to designate later, that I'm going to be mafresh later, that should be truma, that should be chalas truma right now. Lamafreya, that's Breira. So Rabbi Yehuda clearly rejects Breira, and that's why we prefer the Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira, over our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda accepts Breira. A couple of points about the Yayin and the Kuti here for a moment. The reason that you're not, first of all, why don't you just take Trumas and Maisos? What are we talking about over here that you need to say that the wine that I'm going to take later should be, just take some wine, be Truma, take some wine, let it be Maiser. So a number of different Shitos in the Rishonim. Rashi over here, as well as in Maseches Sukkah, Maseches Yuma, and Maseches Me'ila, a number of places where this comes up. Rashi explains in one of his Pshatim that we're dealing with a case where you don't have Kelim Tahorim to be Mafresh into. If you're going to be Mafresh, wine needs to go into a Kli, otherwise it's spills all over the floor, obviously. And every kli you have is tameh. So for the maaser rishon, it's not a problem. For the maaser sheni, it's not even a problem. It's only a problem for the truma, but you can't get to the maaser rishon, maaser sheni, until you mafresh truma first. There's a seder advarim that you're supposed to follow. So you have no tohar kli to put the truma into. So it could be that we're talking about on a Tuesday. It has nothing to do with Shabbos or anything. It's just that you don't have anywhere to put it. You're hol chederach, and you don't have anywhere to put it, any tohar kelim to put it in. Okay, that's one day in Rashi. Another day that Rashi quotes in Maseches Baba Kaman daf samach tesam beis quotes from the Tosefta that you bought the yayin on erev Shabbos and you're not mafresh, and Rashi explains that you bought an erev Shabbos ben hashmashos and then Shabbos came and you don't have what to drink on Shabbos, so you want some kiddush wine, you want to be able to have some wine for your suda on Shabbos, and now you don't have the ability to be mafresh. So from Rashi it sounds like it's ready kiddush yom, it's ready Shabbos, already started, and nevertheless you're allowed to be mafresh in this way. You're not allowed to be mafresh normally, that you're not allowed to take trumas and maisos in the regular way once Shabbos starts, but if you're doing it in this way where you're not actually doing anything, you're just doing it verbally, that's good enough. So even though you're not allowed to be mafresh tevel on Shabbos, in this way, which is purely verbal, that would be okay. That's the second possibility of what's going on. Third possibility, Tosos and Daf Lam and Zayin and Alf Dibra Maskel Mechel and Tosos and Masecha Sukkah Chav Gimel and Beis say we're not talking about where you forgot and it's already Shabbos, because if that were the case, you would not be allowed to be Mesakein Tevel. It's Aser to be mafresh Shumas and Maestros on Shabbos. We're talking about that you forgot and you realize before Shabbos begins, but it's already, before Shabbos definitely begins, but it's already been Ashmashos. If it's Adayin Yom Mamish, if it's still Mamish daytime, so then you could just be Mafresh in the normal way, by Koveya Makom, even if you don't want to, even if you don't have Kalim to put it in, you could be Koveya Makom, Litzvono, Lidromo, that the produce on this side is Truma, on that side is Meiser. Ben Ashmashos, it's also to be Mafresh on Tevel Vadai. We're only matir being mafresh and demai in Ben Hashmashos. That's what it says in the Mishnah in Bab Madlikin, right? That where there were mafresh and demai during Ben Hashmashos. Someone who buys wine from Kutim, that's Tevel Vadai. So Ben Hashmashos, he's not allowed to be mafresh, says Tosos. But what's he allowed to do? He could be Koreh Shem. He could do this verbal trick without actually physically being mafresh. So that must be the case, says Tosos. The Meiri understands that with some about Erev Shabbos before Ben Hashmashos, it's still mamish daytime. You just don't have time to be mafresh physically. You're in a rush. So as you're doing a million other things, you verbally say something, but it's not. You just physically don't have the time to go and start measuring out the trumos and the maisos. Maybe that's the situation. Okay, so that's the situation. Different shittos when we show them why the guy isn't mafresh directly. What's the story with wine that belongs to kutim? What's the story with kutim in general? Who are the kutim? So it's a machlokas in the Gemara in a couple of places in Shas, in Maseches Baba Kamma, Maseches Nida, where the Kutim were Gerei Arayos or Gerei Emes Haim, whether the Kutim were only converted as a result of the lions that had scared them into converting, and therefore the Gerus was not a valid Gerus, or they were Gerei Emes, and their Gerus does count as a good Gerus, and they have a din of a Jew. So, if they have obviously big nafkamin, if they have a din of a Jew, so then their wine shouldn't be aser. If they don't have a din of a Jew, their wine should be aser. So Rashi writes in Maseches Gittin that Rameir's Lushitaser, Rameir holds Kutim are Gerei Emes, and Eretz Yisrael when they have control of it, it's not going to take away the Kedusha of Trumas and Maestros, and therefore whatever Tavua they have, and whatever Yayin they have, is Chayiv and Maestros, and whatever wine they have is mutter to drink because they're Jews. It's not wine of non-Jews. It's wine of Jews, so it's mutter to drink. So that's how this whole situation could be set up. In the Gemara Maseches Chulin, Davav Amralv says that Meir was gozer on their yayin as well. In addition to yayin Nesach, yayin Akum, Stam Yenam, we were gozer on the yayin of Kutim as well. So Rashi says, yeah, this is before that gezerah was made. This discussion happened before Meir made that gezerah on the yayin of Kutim, and that's why this wine is okay. So all the Rishonim ask, the Rashba, the Ramban, they ask, the Gemara Menachah says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon hold Kutim are Gerei Arayos. So if Kutim are Gerei Arayos, now we have another problem. How are Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon talk about how you're going to be misaking this wine that you bought from the Kutim? If Kutim are Gerei Arayos, they're Goyim, right? So the wine is Aser anyway, isn't it? So how can we even talk about being misaking this Yayin? So the Rishonim say that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are saying, L'dvar of the Rabbi Meir. They're saying, yeah, Aliba, do you, according to you, Rabbi Meir, hold that it's that they're Gerei Emes, and therefore the wine is Mutter, but we disagree in terms of how to be misaking, how to take the Trumas and Maestros. I mean, they don't want to get involved in that issue over here. They want to get involved in the Trumas and Maestros issue. So they're arguing on that point. One could say, and I think Tosos brings up this answer, very pashut, that just because the wine belongs to Kutim doesn't mean the wine is Aser. It could be you have a Jew working in the Kuti's wine factory, and the Jew made sure that the guy never touched the wine. That the Kuti could be a guy. He could be a guy gomer. But the Jew just made sure that the Kuti never touched the wine. So if he never touched the wine, that's it. So then it's perfectly fine, even if he is Gerei Arayos, L'chora. The Chaznish points out over here, you say, Shnei Lugin Shani Yas La'afrish. Chaznish says, when do you make the bracha on that fresh Shemus Maestros? The guy is saying on Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashemashos, whatever it is, whichever Kimti you want to say, that he's making this verbal declaration. On Sunday, I'm going to take these two Lugin. I want the two Lugin I take on Sunday to be Truma. I want the 10 to be Maestros. So when do you make the bracha on that fresh Shemus Maestros? So he says, if you do this Midin Breira, you do this Afrasha Midin Breira, or you do Afrasha that's only going to be Chal La'achar Zman, you have to make the bracha B'shas Amira V'lo B'shas Hafrasha. You make the bracha at the time of the verbal declaration, not at the time of the Hafrasha. Now, almost always, Rav Shapta points out in Eretz Tzvi, almost always, pretty much always, whenever we make a bracha is always done on a Maisa mitzvah. It's never done on the, it's not done, when the Maisa and the Chalos are separated, we make a bracha on the Maisa, not the Chalos. One of his great rayas is Sfiras HaOmer. There is a Machlokas Rishonim. Is Sfiras HaOmer one long mitzvah for 49 days, or is Sfiras HaOmer 49 separate mitzvahs? So shouldn't there be the most pashut raya in the entire world that it's got to be 49 separate mitzvahs? We make 49 separate brachas. Every night we make a new bracha. No, Elamai, what you see is that the bracha, a bracha is made on a Maisa mitzvah. There's 49 separate Maisa mitzvah. So we make a bracha each night on that night's Maisa mitzvah. But the chalos of the mitzvah could only be when you fill all 49 days, when you finish everything. That's when the you get the kiyuma mitzvah. But we make a bracha on a kiyuma, make a bracha on the Maisa. So over here as well, Chaznish is saying, you make the bracha on the dibur, because that's the Maisa mitzvah. I, later on, when you designate it, that's when it's going to be chal, but designating it verbally is really the Maisa mitzvah of being mafresh shumas and maestros. Magen Avram in Shin Lamates, Chaznish points to Magen Avram, says, when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, where the 30th day falls out on Shabbos, so the Kohen, you give money to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos, and you say, let it be chal on Shabbos. So when can you, so the Magen Avram says, you can't make the bracha on Erev Shabbos, because, so shouldn't that be the same thing over here? It's going to be chal later on. You're doing something right now. Why don't you make the bracha right now? So Magen Avraham says, no, you know why you can't make the bracha on Erev Shabbos? Is because on Erev Shabbos, there's no mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen yet. And on Shabbos, you're not actually doing anything. Everything's happening by itself. So there's no bracha to be made. You just can't make a bracha on such a pidyon. But a mitzvah that you're able to do right now, and you could have done the Maisa mitzvah right now, but even though the chalos can be lachar zman, you make at the Shas Asiyah. You definitely make the bracha at the Shas Maisa mitzvah. That's certainly the direction that we go. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Continuing in the sugya of Breira. So, Ula Amar, less la ayo mi masnisin. Ula says, I have the opposite perspective. I think Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira, is incorrect, and our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda, where Rabbi Yehuda accepts Breira, is correct. How can you say that? We just got through saying that Rabbi Yehuda joins together with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in rejecting Breira. The Elahad Ketani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim, Ula Zuzi Zuzi Katani. Should probably change to Zugi Zugi Katani. Right? That's what it changes on the side in the other Girsos. That it's Ula learned it as pairs. That it wasn't Rameir on one side, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon on the other side. It was Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda on one side, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon on the other side. So Rabbi Yehuda actually agrees to Rameir Shita that such a hafrasha, relying on Breira, actually does work. That you're allowed to do hafrasha. Divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda accept the reliance on Breira, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are the ones that don't accept the reliance on Breira. So that's his version, and that's why he says our Mishnah is more authoritative than Ayo. Rabbi Yehuda really, in fact, does hold the Breira. So, again, as I mentioned before, most of today's daf is going to be figuring out what the shitos of various Tanoim are legabe Breira. So the first order of business was to figure out Rabbi Yehuda. So we have a stira between Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have a machlokas in the Gemara, which version is more correct? Is the version of Ayo more correct, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira, or is the version of our Mishnah more correct, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda accepts Breira? And whichever way, you're going to have to make that brisa about the Yayin Shalkuti conform to whichever way you want to say. Now we move on to the next Tana. V'savar Rabbi Yossi ein Breira? Wait a second, Rabbi Yossi was just mentioned, and there was no doubt about which side he came on. He came down on the side of the Yayin of Kuti, where Rabbi Yossi said that it's also that you cannot rely on Breira. Is that really so, that Rabbi Yossi rejects Breira? Vatanan Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says in a different case, Shtei Nashim Shalachu Es Kinein Be'eruv. Oshanasnu Kinein, Eruv over here just doesn't mean an Eruv, it means they're mixed together. Two women, each Chayiv a Kan, they're each Chayiv a set of birds, counts as Daf Yomi coincidence after Isha Kisaz Ria, when a woman is Chayiv a Kan, right? So two women are each Chayiv to bring a Kan of birds, so a Kan involves two birds. birds. One is going to be a chatos, the other one's going to be an ola, and they designate at some point which one is going to be which. But these two women get together and they buy four birds together. They pool their money and they buy four birds, and they don't designate whose birds are whose. Oshenasnu kinei and the kohen. They give their sets of birds to the kohen, and again, never designate anything. Ezu sheyirtza kohen yakrav ola, ule ezu sheyirtza yakrav chatos. The kohen can determine whichever one he wants to bring as an ola for whichever woman he wants to bring it for. So it's only the decision of the kohen later on that's going to be mevarer which woman owns which bird. So you see that apparently Rabbi Yossi doesn't reject Breira. Rabbi Yossi accepts Breira. Two women both have to bring a bird. Bird kabbanos, buy their set of birds together, give the money to the kohen without identifying which money is for which woman. Kohen chooses which bird is going to be an ola, which bird is going to be a chatas. That's breira. Assigning specific birds for each woman to rely on is breira, because the kohen is not authorized to decide which woman owns each pigeon. To decide which woman owns each bird is breira. So Amarabba, we're going to have three suggestions of where we find that Rabbi Yossi, three sources where we find that Rabbi Yossi seems to accept Breira. So it's really going to be three kashas. This is number one. So I answer the Gemara, this is not a kasha. Amrabba hasam kisha hisnu. The rabbi answers that this doesn't prove anything. It may be speaking about a case where the women specifically authorize the kohen to decide who owns each bird. And the chiddush is that the kohen can decide to make both birds in a single nest into a chatas, or both birds in a single nest into an ola, which the Gemara is about to say. Ihachi malameimer, if they already made this tonight to allow the kohen to decide which one is which, so then what's the chiddush? No, kamash mal kidra. The Chiddush is like Rav Chista says. Dam Rav Chista ain't a kinyan misparshos ella e belekichas bailim e baasias kohen. To determine what's what in the kinim can only be done at two points. Either when the owners buy the birds, they can determine what's what, which is nola, which is chatas, or later on when the kohen decides later on. But at any point in between, it cannot be decided. So let's say two women buy the bird stam. Before giving it to the kohen, they say, you know what, let these two birds be olos, let those two birds be chatas. And then they give it to the kohen, and the kohen changes around. An ola for a chatas. He changes the designation of a bird. The chiddush is that that's okay. The kohen's allowed to do that because their designation was not valid. They didn't do it at lekichas bailim, and there are only two points where that designation could be made, either at the shas lekicha or at the shas of the kohen making the determination. So that's challenge number one to the idea that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, and the Gemara rejects the challenge. So, frankly, Gemara Vayter Vakati Savra Rabbi Yossi Ein Breira. Still, I'll bring you another source where it seems that Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira. Vatanya Ama Aretz Shamar Lechaver. And Ama Aretz instructs a Chaver. Kachli Aguda Achas Shol Yeriko Gluska Achas. Go get for me a bundle of vegetables. Einot Tzarech LaAser Divrei Rabbi Yossi. The Chaver is not responsible to take Maisos. Now, when a Chaver owns something, owns produce, he's not allowed to give it to an Ama Aretz without taking Trumas and Maisos first. A Chaver is not allowed to be Motzi Mitachas Yado Davar Sheinu Masukan. But a Chaver is allowed to be a Shaliach to buy something for an Am Haaretz. So Rabbi Yossi, V'chamram Tzarech LaAser, L'cham say he does have to take Maisos. So if an Am Haaretz asks a Chaver to buy produce for him, Rabbi Yossi holds the Chaver doesn't have to take the Maisos before giving it to the Am Haaretz, because we assume that through the principle of Breira, the produce that he gives to the Am Haaretz was designated for the Am Haaretz in the first place and was never considered to be something that was in the Chaver's possession. The Chaver's buying his own stuff also. So, but whatever he later decides to give to the Am Haaretz and not keep for himself, we assume that the whole time, that was always going to be for the Am Haaretz. With Lemafreya, it's Huver Lemafreya, that was always for the Am Haaretz. So don't you see, Rabbi Yossi does rely on Breira? So says Gemara, that's a good point. Epoch. Okay, you got to switch the Shitos in that Breisa to make it that Rabbi Yossi doesn't rely on Breira. So the third challenge, Tashema. HaOmer Meiser Sheyesh Li Bebesi. Mechul Al Sela Shetala Biyadi Menakis. If a person says, the Meiser Sheni that I have in my house, I want to be Poda Meiser Sheni on money. You're allowed to be Poda Meiser Sheni on money. A lot of times it's a big hassle to bring all the Meiser Sheni to your Shalayim. Schlep it all up there. So people all the time were put to the Meister Sheni on money, would bring the money to Yerushalayim and spend the money on food in Yerushalayim. So a guy says, I want to be Mechalel the Meister Sheni that I have in my house on the Sela that's going to come up in my pocket when I pick up a coin from my pocket. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechulos. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, that works, even though you don't yet know which coin you're going to pull out of your pocket. You may have several coins in your pocket. So it still works, because once you pick a coin out of your pocket, so then it's over a dover that's the Sela that the Meister Sheni is Mechulalan. Oh, so Rabbi Yossi says it works. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. So says Gemara, Epoch. Em Rabbi Yossi Yomer Lo Chilel. You gotta switch that too. You have to say Rabbi Yossi is a guy that holds that it doesn't work, that it's Lo Chilel. So says Gemara, wait a second. What do we have over here? How do we know that Rabbi Yossi does not accept Breira? We had a Breisa, where Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, perhaps even Rabbi Yehuda, all reject Breira when it comes to buying wine from the Kuti and being mafresh shumas and maestros. So that Breisa taught us Rabbi Yossi does not accept Breira. Now we have two Breisas that seem to say that Rabbi Yossi does accept Breira. So what do? We take both Breisas, Rabbi Yossi accepts Breira, and say, change Rabbi Yossi Shita. Make Rabbi Yossi be the one who doesn't accept Breira. Change the words of the Breisa. When you have two against one, shouldn't you accept the two and change the one that seems to not fit with the other two? Umay chazda fakta tarti mekame chada, epa chada mekame tarti. Why would you switch two in favor of one? Switch the one in favor of two. Says Gemara, havada yibchatanya. No, because we know that one of these brises has to be changed. Meaning one of these brises doesn't make sense the way it is. Why not? The Ketani say, which one is it? The last brise that we just quoted, with being mechalal meiser sheni on coins that you have in the pocket, that has to be changed anyway. The Ketani say, because it says in the Sefer of the brise, Umoda Rabbi Yossi ba'omer meiser sheyesh li b'toch beisi, ye mechulul al selah chadosha shetala b'yadi minakis shechilel. The Rabbi Yossi is moda that when you say that the meiser that I have in my house, so the meiser sheni I have in my house, should be mechulul on the new coin that I have in my pocket, that for sure is mechulul, that for sure, that works as a pidyon. When we say, oh, even Rabbi Yossi is going to be moda that this works, implies that Rabbi Yossi's shita in the beginning of this brisa was that whatever we were doing in the beginning of the brisa doesn't work. We'll get into in a second what's going on with this new coin. But right now, we don't even need to know what's going on with the new coin. The point is, the fact that the end of the brisa says that unlike at the beginning of the brisa where Rabbi Yossi said otherwise, in this new case that we're introducing, it's actually going to work. It's going to be mechulal. The pidyon is going to work. So you see clearly that Rabbi Yossi in the beginning of the brisa must have held it doesn't work. So the third brisa that we quoted is very clear that Rabbi Yossi rejects Breira. So how many brises now do we have where Rabbi Yossi rejects Breira? Two. And only one brise in the middle brise where he seems to accept Breira. So epoch, so you got to switch around the middle brise to make it conform to the other two. So parenthetically, once we mention this new idea of a sela chadasha, all of a sudden Rabbi Yossi's moda that if it's a new coin, what's the story with the new coin? Hai sela chadasha echidami. Igadika tarti tlas diyesh Breira hainu kamaisa. So if there are two or three new coins in his pocket, well then that's the exact same case as the Reisha. You have multiple coins that each could be the one that the Pidyon is chal on, and you pick one of them out. El Deleka El Chada. So it must be that there's only one Sela Chadasha, and that was the coin you determined. Well, my Tala, what do you mean that Tala Biyadi? It's the only coin you got. It's not, whichever coin I pull out of my pocket, there's only one there. So I didn't tell you Reisha Tala, Tana Sefer Nami, Tala, Enoch Nami, since it says in the Reisha Tala, so we use that Lashon in the Sefer as well. But really, it's no great Chiddush in the Sefer. Rabbi Yossi is just Moda, that if you were more specific about which type of coin, even though you may have multiple coins in your pocket, but only one of them fits your description of being a Sela Chadasha, so then we're going to rely on Breira. And then we're going to, you don't even need to rely on Breira. Then it's going to be good without relying on Breira. Even Rabbi Yossi, who rejects Breira, will say that it's going to work. Good. So that we have now figured out Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Now, so we figured out Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we figured out Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Now the Gemara is going to work in the other direction. Instead of taking the name of a Tana and figuring out what that Tana holds, we're going to take a Shita that exists and try to find a Tana who holds that way. So, Amalei Rav L'Rav Nachman, Manai Tana Dafilu B'Drabana Lesle Breira. Who's the Shita in Tanaim that doesn't even allow Breira on a Din D'Rabanan? So we have two suggestions. Number one, D'Tanya, Amar L'Chamisha, Hareni Ma'ariv Aleiz Mechem She'erza, Ratzisi Yelich, Lo Ratzisi, Lo Yelich. A person says to five people, he's going to make an Erev on behalf of one of the group of five people, and if he hasn't yet, so let's see. Ratzim Yiba'od Yom Eruvo Erev, so if the determination is already made before Shabbos, which one it's for, so the Erev is Chal, Mish Chashecha in Eruvo Erev. If they already make the determination after Shabbos, it's no good. So what do you see? You see from there that even though we're dealing with Eruv, which is Dindra Banan, we can't rely on Breira. If he has not yet decided before Shabbos which person the Eruv is for, it's not going to work because we can't rely on Breira to say that it works retroactively before Shabbos for whoever he decided that it should be for. So Ishtik V'lamele V'lamidi. So, okay, there's no response to that. It seems very clearly that Breisa holds we don't even apply Breira on a Drabanan level. Says Gemara, V'lamele Tana Debe Ayohu. Why don't we say that's the Tana Debe Ayo, meaning Ayo is the one that held that Rabbi Yehuda rejects Breira even on Eruv, which is the subject of our Mishnah. So Lo Shmilei. So he didn't know about Ayo. He didn't know that Ayo had a different version of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef Amar Tanai Shakalta Mialma. Rabbi Yosef says, wait a second. This is a machlokas Tanaim. It's an old machlokas Tanaim. What are you getting all excited? Tanaihi. The Tanya Hareini Ma'ariv L'Shabasu Shal Kol Hashana. Let's say a guy puts out a box of matzos and he says, this box of matzos should cover me for the whole year, every Shabbos for the rest of the year. Ratzisi Eilich Lo Ratzisi Lo Eilich. And then the Shabbosos that I want to travel, let this be my Erev. And those Shabbosos that I don't want to travel, it won't be my Erev, and I'll just have the same Tchum as everybody else in my city. So Ratzmi Bod Yom Erev Erev. Each Friday, if he determines that he wants to travel somewhere, so then the Erev is going to be Chal. Misha Chashecha, what if he first determines after it's already dark, after already Shabbos begins, that he wants it to be his Erev? So Rabbi Shimon Omer Erev Erev, Chom Rom Main Erev Erev. So then it's Machlokes. Vashamil Rabbi Shimon, so you see that Rabbi Shimon holds that the Erev works, meaning Rabbi Shimon is going to rely on Breira, the Chom are not going to rely on Breira. So frankly, Gemara, wait a second, now we get into Rabbi Shimon's Shita. So we're going to raise a Stira in Rabbi Shimon, and four possible answers to the Stira. We're going to say Rabbi Shimon relies on Breira, but Vashamil Rabbi Shimon Delesli Breira. But earlier in this very same daf, Rabbi Shimon was one of the people that rejected Breira. Right? Rabbi Shimon was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Ostrin in the case of buying the wine from the Kuti. So now we have a steer in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon relies on Breira when it comes to the Eruv. And he doesn't rely on Breira when it comes to the Chumas and Maestros with the wine from the Kuti. So what's going on over here? Kashad Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. So Ella Epuch. So one possibility is switch it around. You switch the opinions in the Brisa we just quoted, have Rabbi Shimon say that we cannot rely on the Erev, and the guy decides who will be for after Shabbos, when the guy decides who will be for after Shabbos started. So this last Brisa is incorrect. Or my kasha, maybe this is not a steer at all. Dilma ki lesli Rabbi Shimon Breira b'dal raisa, aval b'drabana nislei. Maybe Rabbi Shimon, when it comes to din dal raisa being mafresh shumas maestros, that's where he won't accept Breira. But on a din drabana like Eruv, he will accept Breira. So says Gemara, no, we didn't think of that because kasav Rav Yosef man dislei Breira loshom b'dal raisa loshom b'drabana nislei uman lesli Breira loshom b'dal raisa loshom b'drabana lesli. Rav Yosef works with the assumption that if you accept Breira, you accept it through and through. If you reject Breira, you reject it through and through. We paskin that we accept Breira on drabana. It's not in Daraisas. We don't pass in this way that, like Rav Yosef, that you either have to take it all or it's all or nothing. We pass in that we accept prayers and Rabbanans, not in Daraisas. Rava Amar, third approach, Shaini Asim to be in Rashis, Shashira Nikarin. Maybe Rav Shimon just won't accept prayer when it comes to Chumas and Maisos because there's a specific requirement by Chumas and Maisos that the remaining food be clearly recognizable. And that's why it doesn't work because the whatever is left over is not recognizable because you haven't separated anything. Let's say you have two pomegranates that reach Tevel, and you say if it rains today, this one will be chum on that one. If it doesn't, this one, the other one will be chum on this one. So should you say it's all worthless because there's no shira ni karim? And if you're going to say Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kara Hashem. Rabbi Shimon says that's good enough to just say somewhere in here is chum. Somewhere in here is Meister Shiny Hassan Dika Svivav. Says Gemara, no, that's different because over there you have the surrounding area that the external area of the pile that you know for sure isn't the Truma, the Truma's Meister. So as long as you have that part that you know for sure isn't, so that's called Shira Nikarin. But if you don't have Shira Nikarin, then it's not going to work. Fourth approach, so meaning the reason that Rabbi Shimon holds of Breira, really Rabbi Shimon maybe does hold of Breira. When it comes to Chuma and the wine, he wouldn't rely on it because there's a good chance that Yibaka know that before you ever get a chance to be mafresh anything, the barrel's going to break, the wine's going to fall all over the floor, and you're never going to, it's never going to be huvrar. It's never going to turn out that you're ever going to have a chance to be mafresh Chumas and Maestros, and therefore everything you're drinking right now is going to turn out to be Tevel. So there's no guarantee that later you're going to be able to figure it out. So that's why he doesn't allow it in that case. Not because he doesn't rely on Breira. He does generally rely on Breira. If you hold that the whole Vard is you need Shira and Nikarin, so then what's the Taina that they're saying? What they're saying is as follows. Lidi don be inon reshish shira nikarin. We hold you need shira nikarin and therefore it's no good anyway. But lidi doch, at least according to you, aren't you at least worried that the barrel's going to break and then it's going to be tevel and mafreya? He said, yeah, when that happens, that will be a problem. problem. I just have to mention, if we do the sugya of Breira, the number one kasha all of the Rishonim deal with is what in the world is the difference between Breira and Tanai? When do we assume that Tanai you're allowed to do? And Breira is like a whole big controversy. Yesh Breira, ain't Breira. If a person says this should be an Erev Al Manas, then it's going to rain tomorrow. If it doesn't rain, that's not an Erev. So why is that not Breira? Why is that a Tanai and not Breira? What makes something a Tanai? What makes something Breira? So there are a few basic approaches in Rishonim. I don't know how many of them we'll get to say. The Ramban's approach in Gittin Daf Chafeim Beis is that whenever you're Tola the Chalos on a single thing in some other Maisa, that if it happens so-and-so, then this should be Chal. If it doesn't happen, this should not be Chal. That's a Tanai that works, even if you hold Ein Breira. So if you say, Im Yavo Chacham L'Mizrach, Ye'eruvi L'Mizrach, and if not, my Erev should be Batel, that's the one Erev. Either it will be chal or it won't be chal, totally dependent on something happening. That's Tanai. But if a person is masna al shnei dvarin, there are two things in the picture. He says im yavo chacham l'tzad zeh, so the erev will be on that side. If he comes l'tzad acher, then the erev will be on that side. That even the mice is not kaim only unless you say yesh breira. That's already a situation of breira where there are two different things where it can go in either direction. It's not a Tanai on a davar echad. Rashi's shita in Gittin Daf Chaf Hei and Tosos over there as well and several other places in Shas that even the Tanai of Tzad Echad could be Tali and Breira, as long as it's Bedavar Shabi Yado Lekaimo, that anything that's in your control, that's not Tali and Breira. But if you're Tola Bedavar She'in Bi Yado Lekaimo, Im Yardu Gshamim, Im Yirtse Ploni, etc., that only works Midine Breira. So even if you're Masna the Erev on one side, Im Yavol Lemizrach, Eruvi Lemizrach, and if he doesn't come Lemizrach, my Erev should just not be Chal, Rashi would hold that's still Shaykh to Dine Breira, because it's not in your control to figure out if he's to make him come or not come in a certain direction. So that's a fundamental machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, how we draw the line between when we say Breira versus when we say tonight. There are other approaches as well, but we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Oh, yeah.